Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And it's time for everything you never knew you wanted to know about Uperlites.
I feel like that sounds like it's from somewhere on the Great Lakes with really cheerful people, I really hope.
Yeah, so...
hooray.
You're 100% right.
Okay, but I don't know anything else. I'm like, Upers are somewhere from Minnesota or something, right? But
Michigan.
I think it's... Oh, okay.
Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So clearly I'm hazy. You get to
educate
me. Well,
but you know, you were in the right direction. So a Uper is a person who lives on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. UP, Uper.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about people. Well, I mean, we're going to start with a person. We're going to start with Eric Rintumke.
Okay.
He started collecting rocks as a kid. He collects agates. They're very common on the freshwater, you know, lake shores of, you know, that upper peninsula area. And about 2017, he wondered if maybe it would be easier to find agates if he used like a UV light. Maybe they fluoresce. He wasn't sure.
That's insightful.
Right?
Question to ask.
You know, going to do some science. So he got himself this... low wattage UV light, you know, like a UV flashlight. And he got out there in the middle of the night and he flashed his light on something that he said looked like a hot lava ball.
Awesome.
And as he's looking around, he finds more. And that wasn't agates. It's a sodalite rock that fluoresces. And that's what he called and named the Uperlite.
That's fun. What an unexpected delight.
Right? I mean, can you imagine? And here's the thing. So the Uperlite, it's deep blue under the UV light, looks kind of deep blue with flecks of golden, yellow, and orange. It does look like
neat.
Glowing coals in a fire. Let's take a moment. You should look it up.
Okay. Uper is just spelled like upper, right?
Y-O-O-P-E-R-L-I-T-E. Yeah. Uper for the UP, the Upper Peninsula, and light because the rock is a soda light, L-I-T-E.
Images. Oh my goodness. Those are very vibrant.
Right?
Wow. They're like a dragon egg.
They're so cool.
I would be completely happy. Like, bummer it's not agates, but these things are amazing.
I know. I when I was looking, I thought, I think I need to book me a ticket.
They look sort of marbly without the light on. They're pretty both ways.
Yeah. So the weird thing about the sodalite rock is the scientists at Michigan Technological University found out about these and they were shocked because they were like, yeah, we don't have those here.
What is the era of this discovery?
2017.
Oh my gosh. What?
Well, okay. So they've known about sodalite rocks, but these were the first verified ones from Michigan. In 2018, that's when they verified it.
Wow.
So what's a sodalite? Well, it's a salty rock. You know, like sodium is one of its primary ingredients. And they can be blue, gray, yellow, green, pink, with white veins. And like the ones they have in Michigan, they just kind of look like a rock. You know, like if you go to the beach and there's a gray rock.
Yeah, like it's akin to granite.
Yeah, it doesn't look very fancy. And they're found in Greenland and Canada, Maine, Arkansas. There's small deposits around the world, and Michigan, clearly, now, of course.
Yeah. Did they migrate up there?
No, it's just where they happen to be with fresh water and these rocks. And so it's this funny thing. There was an article that I was reading and they were like, okay, so if you go and you're looking for these at night, it's pitch black out there. So either bring glow sticks and like drop them as you walk along the beach or jam like a pole into the ground and then go from there. Because apparently the fellow who discovered these things, he got lost out on the beach one night.
Oh.
And had to wait for the sun to come up.
Oh my gosh. In Michigan, that could be extremely unpleasant.
Right? It could have been. Hopefully it was a summer night.
I wouldn't have thought. You'd think, also please bring a regular flashlight.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, even with a regular flashlight, I mean, if there's no light, that's dark.
That
right?
is dark. That is like you have only the radius of your beam. That's like a Hiawatha Trail tunnel dark.
Oh, yes.
And you really find out how much your investment is truly worth in those moments. Yeah.
Yeah. And so here's a little side note. So one of the things they were talking about when they were like, okay, so if you go to the beach and you're looking for these uprolites, watch out for a seiche.
That sounds witchy and wonderful.
Right? It's spelled S-E-I-C-H-E. And I was like, what the heck is a seiche? That's a big slosh of water in a closed water system.
Oh, like you're tooting along looking for rocks and you get sucked out into the lake?
Okay, so imagine a lake or, you know, it's like a bowl of water, right?
Yeah.
And these can happen if you have like an earthquake, it causes a tidal wave. If you have like a big storm and it's blowing, it's going to blow and high pressure. It'll blow the water to the other side of the bowl, okay?
Oh, no.
When the storm stops, the water comes back.
Yes.
And it comes back fast. Like I watched this one YouTube video and they were, and you know, it's Bear Beach. And then they're like, oh, the water's coming back. And within 2 minutes.
Yikes. Oh, I bet that's dramatic.
Yes, it just comes right up the beach. And so, I mean, seiches have been measured in Lake Erie to move up to 8 feet in height.
Oh,
can you imagine?
No. I mean, we went to the ocean this summer and I kept having to, I didn't have to, but I was worried because I have the heart of an insurance risk assessor. At least 20% of my heart is risk assessor. And he would turn his back on the ocean and I would think, how far in there am I willing to go if he loses his footing and starts getting sucked out? And the answer is not very far. And those waves were maybe knee height, a little bigger when it got spicy. So, wow. Yeah. This is like the Mario Kart, those little the little speed lines where you suddenly get a, or like, that's not exactly right. You know, the little cars where you pull them back.
Yeah.
And then you let them go and they go crazy.
Yes.
It's like that.
That's exactly like
that.
In a lake. I mean, I had no idea.
I would never look for a wave like that because lakes here in Spokane in the Northwest have not traditionally done that to my observation.
Well, and I guess the thing is, it's because, and this is something that, you know, you look at a map of the Great Lakes and it's so big.
That's true. Volume of water here, we've got kajillion lakes, but they're pretty small. They're not
huge. Pretty small. Yeah, this is, you're looking out like it's the ocean and you don't see the other side. And then the water came home.
That would be horrifying. So your back is turned and you're just having this great time. And
with your flashlight, your glowing rocks, and then you're washed away.
You don't notice that water level drop just a little bit.
I wouldn't notice. I would be like, ooh, sparkling rock down the beach. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, this one looks like a raisin.
So, yeah, uprolites, fun, beautiful, who knew, slightly dangerous, sodalite rocks.
I feel like that's a little gift to them because isn't Michigan and Minnesota, they grow some serious bugs up there?
Oh,
like this is one of the universe's little trade-offs. Your bugs are going to be incredibly huge. And you have glowing rocks.
Yay!
Maybe that's more a Minnesota thing. I'm not. I might be mixing up my geography, but
I don't know. I think if there's water and it's still, there's mosquitoes.
Yeah, for sure. You can order a uprolite on Etsy, everybody. I don't know about the prevalence and if that's something you should be doing.
Well, the fellow Eric Rintomke has a website where you can buy rocks. I thought I would put a link. Oh, there are more than 65 mosquito species in Michigan, so they're coming for you.
No, thank you. Yeah. But again, glowing rocks.
Glowing rocks.
Count your blessings. Excellent. All right. If you'd like to hear more about glowing rocks, you're going to have to do some Googling and share a sound file because that's our only episode about glowing rocks. We do have one about glowing dishes. So if you'd like to hear more about glowing things under black light, please hit up the website, brainjunkpodcast.com. There's lots of great past episodes. And you can always find us on Facebook and Instagram where we do interact and we love your posts and send us stuff. Say hi. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.